local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, 6:12, hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our text line, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. As we get started here, we got just a couple of minutes ago an email from the city of Pensacola regarding the ransomware attack last month. So yesterday there was a news conference. Mayor D.C. Reeves held his weekly news conference, and there he had Chris Williams, who was FDLE special agent in charge. And really the only new piece of information we got yesterday was that the FBI has opened a cyber investigation into the attack. Today, though, I feel like a little bit more substantive update from the city of Pensacola. So I'm just going to read this verbatim email from the city of Pensacola. Quote, while the criminal investigation remains active and our restorative efforts progress significantly, the city of Pensacola will start the process of notification and support for employees and citizens in case of a data impact. While there has not been confirmation that specific data has been compromised, the city can determine that a breach is possible. Our team and external experts continue working diligently on the matter. In order to remain proactive in both notification and action, the city will begin the process similar to the 2019 incident that will extend free credit monitoring services, a toll-free helpline, and USPS mail notifications. These services will be made available in the coming days. So that's the latest there from the city. So again, no confirmation that there was any specific data compromised, but they are not ruling that it is possible that there could still be some data that is breached. So that's the latest there from the city of Pensacola. Again, in the coming days, they will extend free credit monitoring, toll-free helpline, and USPS mail notifications. So, of course, when we get that information, we will certainly pass that along. So that's how we start hour number three with that important update for city residents there. Traffic and weather on the fives, and then we'll move on to our top three stories.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see, looking at the roads here, only really two spots of note. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, going past Windhaven Beach, you're still going to have some minor issues in that area, though they are heavily decreasing. And the same can be said if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. Still a lot of congestion there. Going to have you it's going to be giving you some grief well past Oriole Beach still, but it appears to slowly but surely be breaking up as well. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Storms move in Tuesday night, really through the overnight hours and early Wednesday morning hours. A couple of the storms that move in could bring in some high winds, a few tornadoes, and even some small hail, heavy rain too. By the morning hours of Wednesday, once the sun is up, the rain should be out. A cold front moves in. The rest of the work week will be dry as highs fall into the lower 70s to upper 60s and low temperatures fall into the 40s and 50s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, much appreciated, Joe. Our top three stories today. Israel says it will investigate the strike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza. Reaction from the White House.
This incident is emblematic of a larger problem and evidence of why distribution of aid in Gaza has been so challenging.
The seven aid workers were members of the D.C.-based nonprofit World Central Kitchen. They deliver meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. President Biden speaking on the phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping today. The White House says they discussed a range of critical issues, including China's support for Russia, the conflict in the Middle East and Taiwan, and the South China Sea. Also in Texas, lawmakers there and the lieutenant governor outraged over the release of hundreds of illegal immigrants that were accused of stampeding and overwhelming National Guard troops near El Paso. The judge accused the local DA's office of not being ready to proceed with detention hearings, which were on Easter Sunday. While most of the migrants were released before their trial, some remain jailed on immigration detainers. Let's look at our top three stories. Also in our local headlines today, the Escambia School District says all middle and high school students can now be randomly screened for weapons, vape devices, and other banned items. That's thanks to the 25 open gate detectors that were bought back in October.
What we're also doing is we're taking proactive measures that if there's threats, if there's social media chatter, if there's any conversation that there's concerns about a specific day, any concerns that, hey, something may go on and we need to increase our security posture at a school, this is something we can deploy additional units, additional staff, working with law enforcement to screen more students as they come in.
That's Kyle Kinzer, Director of Protection Services. He says the random screenings will also be done at school board meetings and athletic events thanks to how mobile the sensors are and how easy they are to set up. And an update from Daphne, the Pensacola man accused of murdering a man in Daphne over the weekend is now in custody. WKRG reporting Joseph Gurley was arrested in Washington County, Alabama. He is accused of fatally shooting Matt Bonnell at the Audubon Park Apartments early Sunday morning. We'll take a break there. State and national news next. Hour number three of Pensacola right now.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10:30. April is Autism Acceptance Month. Join Autism Pensacola Director Mary McClellan and guests as they talk about the different events going on this month. Autism Pensacola is the leading resource center and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education. Learn how you can help create a more autism-friendly Northwest Florida. That's tomorrow morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, talked about the three big rulings from the Florida State Supreme Court yesterday, allowing the six-week abortion ban to go into effect, reversing a former ruling by the state Supreme Court over the 1980 Privacy Amendment, two, allowing us to vote on recreational marijuana in the fall, and three, allowing us to vote on whether women should be able to get an abortion up to 24 weeks, no questions asked. So very interesting stuff. Talked about all that this morning. You can listen on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddleboat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers, tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now. Happy Tuesday. Thanks so much for tuning in. Joe and Austin with you, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As we continue on with our state headlines here, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries in South Florida today holding a congressional field hearing on reproductive rights, a day after the state Supreme Court greenlit a 6-week abortion ban.
An extreme group of individuals in this state, led by the current governor, are prepared by almost any means to jam their radical right-wing ideology down the throats of the people of this state.
And the ban takes effect May 1st, but the Florida Supreme Court is also allowing an abortion referendum on November's ballot.
And with the recreational pot initiative on the ballot for Florida voters to decide this November, advocates say that messaging will be important so that consumers are well aware of the laws and rules governing its usage.
Driving under the influence of any controlled substance is illegal right now in the state of Florida, as is illegal in all 50 states, and it's going to remain just as illegal going forward.
If adult use of pot becomes legal in Florida, as it is in 24 other states, consumers will need information to make responsible choices.
Governor DeSantis says Florida has rescued more than 200 Americans from Haiti since the first state-coordinated rescue flight on March 20th, and about 95% of them are Floridians.
And lastly, here in your state headlines, head football coaches are leaving Florida to make more money elsewhere. That's from State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz.
Some people may scoff at it and say, oh, it's just athletics, forget that. Well, no, this actually makes a difference in the lives of young people. This is one of the few things that we have tried that actually changes the trajectory of a student for the rest of their life, and districts need to figure out how to solve that issue.
He says head coaches make as low as $3,000 a year as a supplement to their teaching salary, while assistant coaches are paid as little as $1,500. The Florida Coaches Coalition is working with a lawmaker in Tallahassee on a bill that raises the pay to more than $20,000 annually. 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Still have some minor backups here and there on North Davis Highway, particularly at the intersection with Olive Road, but that's nothing too severe. We now have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's if you are traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. It seems like the congestion is still slowly but surely dying down in that area, but there is still a lot there that's going to have you backed up past Oriole Beach. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Storms move in late tonight, Tuesday, through the overnight hours and wrapping up through the early hours of Wednesday morning. A couple storms tonight could be on the stronger side. High wind gusts, a few tornadoes, even some small hail possible for our Tuesday night storms. Cold front moves in on Wednesday. Temperatures fall back into the lower 70s to upper 60s for highs and 40s for lows for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. As we switch gears and look at our national news today, Donald Trump campaigning in the state of Michigan, vowing to crack down on illegal immigration.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
And he also spoke on the murder of 25-year-old Ruby Garcia, who authorities say was shot to death last month in Grand Rapids, Michigan, by her partner who was in the country illegally.
And keeping with the Trump theme, the judge in Trump's New York criminal trial is expanding a partial gag order. Judge Juan Merchan said that Trump is not allowed to attack his family members or those of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Trump is also barred from attacks on witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and their relatives. Last week, Trump took to Truth Social to call Merchan, quote, biased and conflicted, while also taking shots at the judge's daughter.
Temporary channel now open around the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, of course, collapsed a week ago today, killing 6 construction workers. The temporary channel is for essential vessels and for clearing debris.
And a federal judge is rejecting Hunter Biden's efforts to get criminal tax charges dismissed. Prosecutors last year accused the president's son of failing to pay his taxes, along with tax evasion and filing fraudulent forms. Biden's attorneys argued that the lead prosecutor, Special Counsel David Weiss, was acting vindictively and subjected to a pressure campaign from Republicans. On Monday, Judge Mark Scarsi ruled that those arguments didn't carry weight.
And a group of House Republicans want to rename Dulles International Airport after Donald Trump.
What a way to honor the prosperity that the United States had and the peace around the globe when we had Donald J. Trump as our president.
Yeah, so the bill would rename Dulles to Donald J. Trump International Airport. Shot or no shot, Austin?
None. Zero shot. I mean, because as I said, I mean, first of all, you're not going to get enough backing for this anywhere, probably, unless we are in very rural Florida or somewhere in like Mississippi. But the thing is, Washington, D.C., of all places, no chance that happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the Republicans have a razor thin majority in the House, but they do not have the majority in the Senate.
And that's all she wrote.
Let's be real. Let's use our time and effort and staff man hours a little bit wiser there. All right. Recap of today's top three stories. A tragedy in the Gaza Strip. Israel says they'll investigate the strike that killed 7 aid workers. They were members of the D.C.-based nonprofit World Central Kitchen. The White House speaking out on that today. Very enraged, of course. President Biden spoke on the phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months by phone. They discussed China's support of Russia, the conflict in the Middle East and Taiwan in the South China Sea. And Texas's governor and lieutenant governor outraged over the release of hundreds of illegal immigrants who were accused of stampeding and overwhelming National Guard troops near El Paso last month. More than 200 people tore down razor wire along the Rio Grande and rushed the border fence. The judge accused the DA's office of not being ready to proceed with detention hearings, which were on Easter Sunday. Many of the migrants were released, but some remain held on immigration detainers. I'll look at our sports headlines right after the Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Progress is being made to clear thousands of tons of debris in the Baltimore Harbor 1 week after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Military crews removed 200 tons of steel from the now ruined Key Bridge, a piece of that steel almost the size of the Statue of Liberty. It took 10 hours to remove the first 200 tons. Up to 4,000 tons of steel sit on top of the Dolly cargo ship that took down the bridge.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin there. Several million Americans facing the threat of severe weather, and that includes the possibility of tornadoes.
The tornado threat is fairly widespread. We're looking at EF2 tornadoes or greater from the Midwest, from Ohio, stretching all the way down close to the Gulf Coast. So a really big area where we could see tornadoes this evening.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz also warning of hail, severe thunderstorms. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A new study suggests U.S. home insurance rates will hit a record high this year. The biggest increase is to come in states prone to severe weather events. The analysis from insurance researchers at Insurify predicts the average premium for homeowners insurance will top $2,500 by the end of the year, driven largely by intensifying natural disasters, rising reinsurance costs, and higher fees for home repair. That would represent a 6% increase versus the average premium at last year's end. Many healthcare stocks tumbled today after the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said its reimbursement rate for Medicare Advantage health plans will increase by only 3.7% this year, lower than what some were hoping for. Shares of Humana skidded 13.5%, United Health and CVS Health down 6.4% and 7.2% respectively. Stocks fell sharply overall, the Dow Industrials tumbling nearly 400 points, the NASDAQ dropped 1%. That's your...
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. I think Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins will be in the Coach of the Year and Comeback Player of the Year conversation. However, the person who will benefit the most from all the changes in Atlanta is Bijan Robinson. Arthur Smith didn't use Bijan correctly last year, and this new regime won't make that same mistake. Not only do I believe Bijan will win Offensive Player of the Year in 2024, but the Falcons will also take home the NFC South crown. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. On 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. A lot of the congestion that we had on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point has died down. There is still a little bit, though. Be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much of anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
Storms move in Tuesday night, really through the overnight hours and early Wednesday morning hours. A couple of the storms that move in could bring in some high winds, a few tornadoes, and even some small hail, heavy rain too. By the morning hours of Wednesday, once the sun is up, the rain should be out. A cold front moves in. The rest of the work week will be dry as highs fall into the lower 70s to upper 60s and low temperatures fall into the 40s and 50s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, a lot happening in the sports world today.
Yes, we'll start with some MLB scores going on right now. Because on TBS, we do have two games on tonight. Reds at Phillies at 5:40, been on for about an hour, and Giants at Dodgers at 9:10. Right now, the Phillies and Reds are tied at 1 in the top of the fourth. Let's see, some local teams playing. Marlins are winless right now, unfortunately, and it looks like pretty well into the game. The Angels are up 1-0. That's in the top of the fifth, I believe. Let's see, also have the Rays beating the defending World Series champ Texas Rangers 1-0 at the end of the third. And in a few minutes, we've got the Braves and White Sox getting underway. Braves are, you know, off to a decent start. They've been a decent program or franchise recently, yeah. But the White Sox, winless start there. So hopefully the Braves have lost one game so far.
I believe so.
Unless my eyes are terrible, let me look. Yes, just one loss in the
four and one.
Actually, I think it's 3-1.
3-1.
Yes, 3-1.
In about 3 hours, it'll be 4-1.
Yes, most likely. I know that probably tasted like vinegar for you to say, but yes, most likely. Let's see. Quick headline in the MLB here. In the MLB here, the first no hitter of the 2024 season belongs to Ronald Blanco. Led the Astros to a 10-0 win over the Blue Jays last night. Blanco struck out 7 batters without allowing a single hit on 105 total pitches. It was just his 8th career start at 30 years old, so congratulations to him there. Some NBA notes here. TNT doubleheader, Thunder at 76ers. That game probably tipped off just a couple minutes ago, followed by Mavericks at Warriors at 9 o'clock. If you've been following Joel Embiid, star center for the Sixers, he was dealing with some injury. He is back tonight. So best of luck to him there. Veteran point guard Rajon Rondo has announced his retirement. The 38-year-old played 16 seasons in the NBA, tying a bow on his career with 4 All-Star selections and 2 NBA Finals wins. So quite an impressive career for Rondo there. Let's see, going around the world of college basketball, ESPN says that last night's Iowa-LSU rematch was the most watched women's college basketball game ever. If you know the storyline between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, that's not a huge surprise. The game drew 12.3 million viewers. By comparison, that beats out last year's NBA Finals and World Series, and it comes just short of last year's men's NCAA championship game between UConn and San Diego State. Joe, you believe this is a record that could very much be beaten when Caitlin faces UConn and perhaps the unbeaten South Carolina
Gamecocks.
Could
be. I think the main reason for that would be that I believe for the women's Final Four, they also air those games on ABC.
Yeah.
So that could see a spike there. I do think, though, that my initial hunch on whether or not the Final Four numbers would top this one would be no, just because of the added intrigue of the LSU kind of rivalry with the Angel Reese antics in last year's championship game,
right?
The kind of the villain role that LSU has played with Kim Mulkey. You know, she's a very polarizing coach.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I mean, UConn is a blue blood women's college basketball program. They have a star in Paige Beckers, and Gina Auriemma is, of course, right there at the top of the coaching ranks there. So, you know, it's I could see it either way. I wanted to ask you know one thing that I thought of is that I just wonder if we're not entering an era of a sport in women's basketball in general, not just college but in the WNBA, because the WNBA is going to have their draft like a month or so down the road, and then their season kind of gets started right away. So it's not going to be a long wait after this weekend for Caitlin Clark to be on TVs again.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if we as a society are not heading into not to the level of golf with Tiger, especially in his prime, when it was just like, hey, if it was Sunday and he was in contention, you were watching.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wonder if, you know, when Caitlin Clark makes the move to the WNBA, that like on a smaller scale, that, hey, if Caitlin Clark is on the television, if she's playing against a Sabrina Ionescu, if she's playing against whatever team Angel Reese goes on.
Could she turn those
could
heads?
Would I see myself tuning into that? And I'm not sure that the answer is no. Yeah, there's going to be people that there's like, oh, you know, I'm not watching women's sports, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I get that. But there's also people that say that about golf anyway. You know,
yeah, a lot of people think golf is boring.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people.
Right. And I only watch golf, you know, a couple weekends of the year, the Masters being one of them. So I just wonder if that may not be on a smaller scale, but the type of impact that she will have on women's basketball as we move forward past her Iowa career.
I think I'll say this. I can't, you know, promise if that'll happen, but if it doesn't happen with this wave of stars that are moving to the pro leagues, I don't know when it would happen. I mean, I would have to say that.
That's fair.
Speaking of basketball that you just can't help but watch, the NIT's on right now.
Hey.
About 2 minutes left in the first half. Utah and Indiana State tied at 42. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Oh, wait. They're still in it? They're in the...
Yeah.
I thought they lost for some reason.
No, they had a sizable lead, but they have completely blown it. Utah took a narrow edge there.
Wow.
But yeah, so that actually is. I was joking at first, but that actually is a good game to watch.
Austin actually gets paid by the number of NIT references he can fit in a week.
Yeah, so that's dollar number one.
Yes.
And I guess dollar number two would be at 8:30. We've got on ESPN2, Georgia and Seton Hall. So the winner of those two games today will decide the winner of the NIT, I guess, in a few days. I don't know.
All right.
But yeah, so I guess we'll keep an eye on that, at least until the men's Final Four rolls around this weekend. Let's see, just about 6:45 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. When I'm looking at the roads here, still got some slight congestion following eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. But outside of that, there's really nothing that's going to hold you up.
Storms move in Tuesday night, really through the overnight hours and early Wednesday morning hours. A couple of the storms that move in could bring in some high winds, a few tornadoes, and even some small hail, heavy rain too. By the morning hours of Wednesday, once the sun is up, the rain should be out. A cold front moves in. The rest of the work week will be dry as highs fall into the lower 70s to upper 60s and low temperatures fall into the 40s and 50s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. 6:45, health, business, and science notes today. The number of job openings edged higher in February, with experts saying it's an indication the job market remains strong. The Labor Department says 8.8 million jobs were available on the last business day of the month. The number and the rate for quits and hires was changed very little. So that's good news there, too.
And American Airlines is taking steps to make it easier to fly with your pets. Passengers can now bring their furry companion on board, along with a full-size carry-on bag instead of just one small item. The bag must be able to fit under the seat or their pet will be put in the cargo hold. That sounds so sad. A spokesperson for the airline says the change will reduce the urge for travelers to falsely claim that their pet is a service animal that flies for free.
Google has agreed to destroy billions of data records of internet users who thought they were browsing privately. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say the deal is worth nearly $8 billion, but users will not receive compensation unless they decide to sue individually for damages.
That sounds like an invitation to sue individually for damages. Eclipses aren't dangerous for pets like dogs and cats, but experts recommend not bringing them with you if you're going to go see one. The upcoming eclipse will see thousands of people traveling to the path of totality to witness the cosmic alignment of the moon and sun, and those crowds could have a negative effect on pets. If you do bring a pet, make sure they have plenty of space and water and that they're on a leash. Also, don't force your dog to look at the eclipse because it most likely has zero interest. I don't want to rule it out. There are some smart dogs out there, but most likely they don't care.
Yes. Pop culture notes today. Nobody won last night's Powerball, so the billion-dollar jackpot is continuing to grow. Six tickets did hit five of the six numbers, netting $1 million. Those tickets were sold in Florida, of course. It wasn't a Publix, though. North Carolina, Virginia, Minnesota, and two in Maryland.
Oh, so Maryland. They think they're better than us, Joe.
That's right.
But, yeah, no Publix ticket being sold in Florida being a winner. That's a surprise. The last living survivor of the Japanese attack on the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor has died. Lou Conter died yesterday at the age of 102. He was 18 when he enlisted in the Navy and was at his post on the morning of December 7th, 1941, when Japanese bombers were targeted, when Japanese bombers targeted the Arizona, and dozens of other ships at port. After surviving the attack, Conter went to flight school and later flew with the Black Cats, the country's first version of stealth bombers.
And also Emmy winner Joe Flaherty passed away after a brief illness at the age of 82.
You're going to need a blanket and suntan lotion because you're never going to get off that beach just the way you never got into the NHL.
Yeah, so got his start as a writer and performer on the sketch comedy series SCTV in the 70s, and then some of the more memorable roles are on Freaks and Geeks, as well as the heckler in Happy Gilmore, which you just heard there. And he was the Western Union courier in Back to the Future 2.
I just now realized you have played that audio clip the last 2 hours. I just now realized when he says you're not going to get off the beach, he's talking about a bunker like on a golf course. Just now put that together. But anyway, my pathetic nature aside, six New York inmates are suing the state corrections department over its plan to lock down prisons during next Monday's solar eclipse, claiming their religious rights are being violated under the First Amendment. The lawsuit notes an eclipse-like event when Jesus was crucified and something similar when the prophet Muhammad's son died. The plaintiffs include a Muslim, a Baptist, a Seventh-day Adventist, an atheist, and two practitioners of Santeria. The suit also says the total eclipse of the sun warrants celebration and prayer. For security reasons, the New York Corrections Department plans a system-wide lockdown and has canceled visitation at 23 prisons directly in the path of totality.
I'm very curious how those six individuals all linked up together.
It sounds like the start to like one of those walk into a bar jokes.
Exactly. I had that same exact thought, but interesting one there.
Yeah.
Final break for us on a Tuesday, back with some wackier stories and good news to finish up.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Let's see. We were only dealing with some problems on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you were traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but just about all that congestion has seemingly cleared out. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Storms move in late tonight, Tuesday, through the overnight hours and wrapping up through the early hours of Wednesday morning. A couple storms tonight could be on the stronger side. High wind gusts, a few tornadoes, even some small hail possible for our Tuesday night storms. Cold front moves in on Wednesday. Temperatures fall back into the lower 70s to upper 60s for highs and 40s for lows for the rest of the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 6:55 here as we wind down on a Tuesday. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Quick recap, if you're just checking in with us, of today's top three stories. Israel says they will investigate the strike that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Those workers were members of the D.C.-based nonprofit World Central Kitchen. They deliver meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. President Biden speaking on the phone today with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in months. The White House says they discussed a range of critical issues, such as China's support for Russia and the conflict in the Middle East and Taiwan and the South China Sea. And in Texas, outrage over the release of hundreds of illegal immigrants accused of stampeding and overwhelming National Guard troops near El Paso. The judge accused the DA's office of not being ready to proceed with detention hearings. That was on Easter Sunday. Most of the migrants were released before their trial, though some remain jailed on immigration detainers. Those are today's top three stories. And winding down with some wackier stories and good news making the rounds. We start in Florida. Cops say a woman was caught shoplifting at a Walmart, but she just claimed she was playing a really fun game of 21. Austin, that is not the 21 that I'm familiar with. That involves a basketball and individuals on the same hoop.
Yeah.
But apparently this is how it works.
We're doing an investigation right now. Apparently somebody walked out with a
car. I put it in a random car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Would you come over by the car with us?
Whose car is it?
I don't know.
Me neither.
So where's all your stuff you took out of the store? And
I just put it in a random car that was open.
In a random car that was open?
Yeah.
For what?
Because y'all were coming and I just ran up to the car and put it on. It's a game that we play. It's called 21. It's basically like you go and steal on the field and you get out without getting caught.
So
I did it one other time than this time, but I got caught this time. So now I got to figure out where my purse is and where my merchandise is, because now I got to give all the merchandise back to Walmart.
Well, it's not really a game.
Yeah,
it is a game.
It's theft.
To you, that's theft.
It's fun too. It's really fun.
Oh, going to jail is fun.
So you just steal a bunch of random stuff, you throw it in a random car.
Right. And if you don't get caught, she basically admitted, you take it.
Right. To the cop, it's theft. But to me, it's a game. So
yes.
Pretty interesting there. Amber McCann, when cops searched her, they found meth and a locked safe with bars of silver, copper, and platinum, probably from another game.
Yeah, something tells me she didn't find that stuff in a Walmart. A poll of people under 30 found that first dates over video are now more popular than in-person dates. 65% would rather go the virtual route because it's more effective and cheaper, or more efficient, rather, yeah, and cheaper. Singles between 18 and 27 were asked the question of in-person or FaceTime or Zoom, leading to that result. I mean, I don't know, I guess. To get to know somebody better, but an actual first date, I feel like that's a bit
lame. Yeah, I don't classify that as dates. And while we're on the subject, I would like to publicly apologize to my wife who was listening last hour.
Really?
We were talking about this, and I said, yeah, so when I was on my on the dating apps in my late 20s and early 30s, I forgot that I met her when we were 28. We started dating when we were 30. So, right. No, honey, I was not on dating apps in my younger 30s. It was just in the moment I thought, you know, because we got married when I was, what, I think 32 or 33. I think this is going to be year 5.
Are you asking me?
I don't know. When you get to be my age, it's just all this, you know, it's all convoluted.
It all blends together.
That's
yeah.
right. So, yes, in the moment I was just going, in my 20s and early 30s. But no, honey, I was not on the dating apps in my early 30s while we were dating. So,
all right.
I'd like to apologize.
Some quick good news here. Joy Ryan is 94 years old. Last year, she set a world record after her grandson, Brad, helped her visit all 63 national parks. She's the oldest person to ever do it, and now she's back in the news because their new goal is to visit all 7 continents. They've already gotten North America checked off the list, of course. They've also done Africa and just got back from South America, including a trip to the Galapagos Islands. Mm. So they've got Europe, Asia, Australia, and Antarctica to go.
And Antarctica, that's gonna be an interesting one there.
For sure.
YouTube star Mr. Beast partnered with a company called Letric to donate e-bikes to 600 people across the U.S. They all desperately needed a way to get around. The bikes are collectively worth about $600,000, so we're not talking about some small thing there. So kudos to him on that.
Mm-hmm.
My wife says you're forgiven. So that's how marriages
sweet.
Work, Austin.
Yes.
6:59, that'll do it for us on a Tuesday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place.